The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Respected elders and brothers, sisters, lovers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, I want to express our condolences to our living Imam and all of you on this occasion. So when it comes to Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhim, what are those characteristics that he has? And when those enemies take up their arrows and they take up their swords, what are the characteristics that they're fighting against? And when I think about it from that perspective, it might be easier to bring tears to my eyes when I see that they're not just cutting down a person. They're not just cutting away at somebody's arms. What they're cutting away at is the essence of humanity and dignity. So what do we know about Hadrat Abbas alayhi salam? What do we say in that famous ziyarah from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam? فَنِعْمَ الصَّابِرُ الْمُجَاهِدُ الْمُحَامِ النَّاصِرُ. What are we saying there? That how excellent Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam was. He was the best of helpers. He was the best of warriors. He was the best of protectors. He was the best of brothers. He was the best of those who came and responded to their Lord. He was one who would strive for those things that others would back away from. So when I hear about Hadrat Abbas alayhi salam, I'm thinking that this is the person who had all those qualities. And these enemies are going and they're attacking somebody like that. All of loyalty, all of bravery, all of brotherhood, all of that's being attacked. As you know, brothers and sisters, Hadrat Abbas alayhi salam had a very special role. He was the siqa. He was the one who would bring the water. You know, sometimes we don't appreciate this because water is so readily available. But imagine that we were put in the hot desert sand with the sun blazing down upon us. What would we be caring about? Our mouths would be thirsty and we'd be waiting for that time when water would be brought to us. This is how people saw Hadrat Abbas alayhi salam. He was the water bringer. He was the one who was sahib al-liwa. He was the flag bearer. In an army, the flag bearer was so important. That's where people would rally around. That's where people would go to. When they're concerned about what's happening, they would look to the flag and they'd see if that's standing high, then we're okay. The army is still intact. Let's now go through the story of Hadrat Abbas alayhi salam. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Ibn Rasulullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'ik. يا ليتنا كنا معكم فنفوز معكم فوزا عظيما. Peace and blessings be upon you, O our master Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Peace be upon you and your blessed body that was lying on the sands of Karbala while your mouth was thirsty. Peace and blessings be upon you and upon your companions who were with you until the end. If only we could be with you and have attained the great victory that you attain. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas ibn Amir al-Mu'mineen. how important Abbas alayhi salam was to Imam Hussein. If we read the maqtal of what happened on the day of Ashura, we know that Abbas alayhi salam must have been eager to go and fight the enemy from early on. But he knew one thing, that Imam Hussein alayhi salam needed him. He was very important to the Imam. He was like the Imam's right hand. So Abbas alayhi salam waits. He waits until the end. He goes to the Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There are different reports as to what happens now. One of the reports say that Imam Hussein alayhi salam looks at Abbas. He says to him, "The children are thirsty. Abbas is the siqa. Oh Abbas, let's go and get some water for the children." This report says that Imam Hussein and Hadrat Abbas together advanced on the enemy. They fight the enemy bravely. Eventually they get separated. But let's go now to Hadrat Abbas alayhi salam. Imam Hussein had told him that the children are thirsty. He has a responsibility. He wants to go and fulfill that responsibility. So what does he do at that point? He cries out his battle cry. Inni ana al-Abbas aghdu bis-siqa wala akhafu ash-sharra yawm al-multaqa. I am Abbas. I am the one who brings water. I am not scared of any battle. They say that there were 4,000 men who were gathered on the banks of the river. I don't know how he did it, but this son of Imam Ali alayhi salam somehow makes his way to the river banks. He fills the water skin. How is he going to bring it back? He decides that he's going to need a shield for the skin. What is going to be the shield for the water? It's going to be his very own body. Abbas alayhi salam is coming towards the children with the water. The enemy is surrounding him. They are from all angles attacking him. One of them raises his sword. The sword comes down. Abbas alayhi salam cries out, إِن قَطَعَتُمْ يَمِينِي فَإِنِّي أُحَامِي عَبَدًا عَنْ دِينِي وَعَنْ إِمَامٍ صَادِقِ الْيَقِينِ. If you want to cut off my right hand, I will never give up defending this religion. I will never give up defending this Imam, this pure Imam, this truthful Imam. Abbas alayhi salam shifts his sword to his left hand. But soon afterwards, the cry comes from Abbas, قَدْ قَطَعُوا بِبَغْيِهِمْ يَسَارِي فَأَصْلِهِمْ يَا رَبِّي حَرَّ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, they have cut off my left hand, so send them to the fire of hell. At this point, Abbas alayhi salam takes the water skin to his chest. There is no sword because there is no hands to hold the sword. Abbas alayhi salam makes his way towards the camp, but the enemy is surrounding him. They say that sometime later in Medina, when they brought news to his mother, Ummul Baneen, of what happened in Karbala, her first question was, "Tell me about Hussein." They told her that Hussein has been martyred. She says that, "I wish that everything in this world and my sons would have been martyred, but Hussein would be living." And then she tells them, "But tell me about my sons. Tell me about Abbas." She says that, "Tell me, is it true what they say? Or is it not true that they cut off my son's hands and they took a rod and they beat him with the rod? Because I know that if he had his hands, they would not have been able to do what they did to him." The cry is now coming from Abbas alayhi salam. Ya Aba Abdullah, alayka min as-salam. Peace be upon you, O my brother Hussein. Imam Hussein comes to him. He must have been thinking, Abbas, when I left you, you had your arms, you had your sword, but what has happened to you now? Al-an inkasara dhahri wa qallat hilati. My very backbone has been broken. All means of escape have been blocked for me.
Oh, Hussein, you'll live forever
in our hearts and in our minds.
I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.
Oh, Hussein, you'll live forever
in our hearts and in our minds.
I swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.